Right now, let's go talk about the Ryder Cup next week across Lake Michigan. Whistling Straits will be an unbelievable setting for the best golfers in the world and a lot of patriotism and also European pride. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live heard weekday, or actually Saturday mornings, on some of these huge radio network stations and the TV version on Bally Sports Detroit. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Billy?
I'm good, man. It feels like summer out there today. We'll take it.
Yeah, we've had unbelievable golf weather most of the year. Across the big pond here to our west, your thoughts on this Brooks Koepka story, the team that Steve Stricker, the Wisconsin native, selected, and how they'll match up with the Europeans next week?
Well, there are so many questions to be answered, and, you know, Koepka would be one of them, not only from a health standpoint, but from, I guess I would say, an enthusiasm standpoint. And I want to be careful, Billy, because one of the things that we in the media enjoy the most is when an athlete gives a candid answer. You know, we like hearing from Rory McIlroy. He's very thoughtful. We love to hear from Patrick Cantlay, who recently has become a little more outspoken because his platform has grown. But Koepka has a way of turning people off to an event like this, which, of course, is an exhibition, which really doesn't pay the players what they're accustomed to being paid to play. And at the end of a really busy season, and I do get this part of it, at the end of a really busy season, the guys are tired. It would be nice if somehow all this could happen at a time when they hadn't just come through their playoffs and all of that. I get it. But at the same time, it's really hard to hear him talking down the historical importance of how a player's legacy can be impacted by Ryder Cup. It's a big deal. And there are a lot of players who would love it if Koepka would say, you know, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. And there are guys lined up who would gladly take his spot because of how, to them, how meaningful it is to play for your country. And so I'm not very high on Mr. Koepka. I don't really understand what DeChambeau is trying to pull off in this long drive competition. But when he describes himself as his hands are a wreck because of the training he's done for it, it doesn't feel very good. And it takes me back in time, Billy, to when the Ryder Cup was at Oakland Hills a bunch of years ago. And people remember the disastrous pairing of Tiger and Phil. But what people have forgotten, it seems, is that a week before the Ryder Cup, Phil changed all of his equipment. And that's not something you would ever do if you were super serious about the competition you were about to enter into. So this whole wrestling match with the importance of Ryder Cup is not new, but it really seems to be magnified right now.
Yeah, the key will be whenever you do your pairings and your Steve Stricker, and that's going to be your toughest job because you just have personalities that don't mesh, personalities that clash, and you're going to have to find a way to beat a pretty talented European squad. And you have golfers who have been all over the place the last couple of years. You have new names. You have established names. It's going to be interesting what type of golf we see next week at Whistling Straits. It really is.
Well, and it's playing itself into that age-old nightmare, which is the Europeans care more about this than the Americans. And I'm not here to say that's true or not, because for a bunch of these guys in red, white, and blue, this is a huge deal. Like Tony Finau, Harris English, Colin Morikawa, JT, Jordan Spieth, Scheffler, and Xander Schauffele, they are geared up and they are super enthused about this, especially since Spieth had to get on as a captain's pick. And then you look at some of the players that were passed over for those captain's picks, and you know, there's guys like Kevin Kisner out there who they would probably, if you gave them enough time, probably walk to Wisconsin to be on this team. And so here's what I'm predicting, Billy. This is you know, what I think is going to happen is that Koepka is going to withdraw because of the injuries that he's been dealing with. Even though he could play, I think that there's going to be a quiet conversation behind closed doors that says, you know what, why don't you take your crap and get out of here? and we're going to bring in somebody who cares about the team, and we'll just tell everybody you're not feeling very good. Well, I don't know. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, but because he kind of put that statement out there, nobody will buy it, right?
Correct. Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You cannot, on the eve of the Ryder Cup, talk about how little it means to you, how unfair it is, how much pressure there is, how it messes up your rhythms and all this stuff. You can't say all that stuff and still expect us to invest a whole lot of, sympathy or emotion into how you do. We're mostly just going to be angry because you're acting like a little baby.
Away from the drama off the course, on the course, where would Whistling Straits rank? I've played that twice, and I find it to be far and away the toughest golf course I've ever played. What is it, 180, you know, bunkers over the 18 holes or some number like that when I played it like 8 years ago. Where would you put this course in terms of tough Ryder Cup venues?
That answer will be determined by the wind. And so late September, Wisconsin, if it's a day like today, they'll do just fine. If it's a day like we often experience in fall, then it could be really, really tough. Remembering also, Billy, that Ryder Cups exist for the making of birdies and the generating of cheers and energy. It's an exhibition. It's match play. Nobody wants to see grinding for pars in match play. So my thought would be that they will set it up to facilitate good scoring and do that in conjunction with whatever the forecast looks for. Whistling Straits, from a visual standpoint, is spectacular. It's going to show really, really well on TV. It's probably a better venue to host a major championship than it is a Ryder Cup, although, for a couple reasons. One, it's a hard course to walk. Not for players, for gallery. You might remember back when they had the, I think it was the PGA there years ago when Dustin Johnson had that bizarre penalty for grounding his club and all this stuff. People were like falling down hills and rolling ankles and all these different things. So it's a tough course to just make your way around and follow a match. But on TV, it's going to look like you're playing in Europe, frankly. You know, when you and I went over years and years ago to Ireland, and it was at the K Club.
Yes.
We weren't at an Ireland golf course, Billy. We were at an Arnold Palmer built course that was a parkland course that you could have put almost anywhere in Michigan. Meanwhile, you come and hold the event here in America, and they go to a links course right on the water that should be what they do over in Ireland. So this will be a course that looks like it's in the wrong continent. That will be a pretty tough test of golf.
I do remember our trip. I was talking about it earlier when we went to the K Club, and we also rented or paid that driver to take us to those two courses, and the rain on the course closer to the coast, it actually wasn't on the water, but it was in that general direction, and the rain's coming down our first nine, like we're on the second hole, maybe third hole, and, you know, when in Rome, we're not begging it. We're going to play. You and I, you're not wearing a hat. And then I had the audacity to say on one of the greens, hey, it looks like it's letting up, and I look at your forehead, and water is streaming down.
Well, Billy, there are very few people dumb enough to go to Ireland and not bring rain gear, but you're talking to one of them.
And I was right there with you. And then our driver, I always remembered him offering us up a beer, and then he's drinking while he's driving.
He's driving down these little one-lane roads, tight hairpin turns, where I'm just closing my eyes and hoping somebody tells my family I love them.
You know, and if you remember, we're in the back seat. He's driving in the front. He had like a Mercedes or BMW, and where we're sitting there, and I look at this, you know, the cobblestone roads, and there's sheep herders crossing. It looked like we just fell back into something, and they 1800s or before, and I look around at these mountains and I go, gosh, this looks like the scene from Braveheart. You remember this? And he goes, yeah, it actually was filmed just over that mountain. And I'm like, there you go. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're over there. We're playing those really, you and I went and played courses that were much more authentic and historic than the one that the Ryder Cup was contested on.
Oh, gosh.
You know, Ryder Cup. let's remember something, Billy. Ryder Cup is a commerce machine. It's not designed really to embrace the history of the game.
Oh, I know.
These days, it is just a big commercial enterprise. So I do understand why some of the players feel free to kind of speak up a little bit more than usual. However, when you have the chance to represent your country, you don't talk poorly about it. What you do if you don't like it is you don't go. You just back out. You just quietly cite an injury and you don't go. But otherwise, keep your mouth shut.
Well, Bill, unfortunately, in the world of sports, there are a lot of people in America who seem to not like this country. And that's the wrong message. And there are people willing to wear and represent the red, white, and blue. And like you said, Koepka should have just said, my wrist is hurting me, I can't go. Instead, he makes that stupid statement. I think it's one of those statements that could live with him, especially if he plays bad and the U.S. loses next week against the Europeans. Hobson will join us next week with his thoughts on the 2021 Ryder Cup that was delayed a year because of the pandemic 12 months ago. Billy, good stuff. We'll talk next week.
All right, my friend. Thank you.